Now turn to part two, questions 8 to 13. You will hear someone reviewing tonight's television programmes. For each question, put a tick in the correct box. You now have 45 seconds to look at the questions for part two. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
And finally on TV Diary, a word about some of the programmes on your screens tonight. At 8 p.m, you can see An Insect's Life, an hour-long film full of wonderful close-up photography. It seems the main problem with being an insect is that everyone else wants to eat you, including other insects. This programme is great fun, but if you're the sort of person who runs out of the room the moment you see an insect, it's definitely not for you. After the news at 9:30 on BBC One, there's Miller and Edwards. The two comedians have saved a lot of their best jokes for this special programme, which is the last of the present series. Tonight's show lasts an hour instead of the usual half hour. Miller and Edwards are joined by famous actor Giles Welby, who plays an angry motorist in one scene. Now, fans of ITV's Police Watch drama series will have to wait a little longer to find out what happens to Andy McKay, the Scottish detective who always seems to have a cold. The programme will not be shown tonight because the European Cup football match is on instead. But Police Watch will be back next Thursday as usual. Beginning tonight is Stardate 3000, an American science fiction series. It's been on television in the USA for the last 2 months, and comments on the show have been mixed. It certainly has some fine actors, but there is a limit to how much a director can do with stories as weak as these. I'm sure I've seen most of the scenery before in other shows from the same studio. Perhaps some of the money they saved on the scenery should be spent on getting some better writers. Also starting a new series tonight is Doctors in Town, the medical drama series filmed in the heart of London. The big question is, will this show still be popular now that the two main actors have left to do other work? John Tweed, who played Dr. Walker, is now directing films, while Annie Thomas, who played Nurse Jane Evans, has returned home to the Australian stage. But I'm sure the new actors are excellent, making this an enjoyable start to the series. Don't forget that from tomorrow, TV Diary is going to be at 6:30 p.m. instead of 8:30 for 3 weeks because of the tennis competitions. When the competitions finish at the start of July, we'll be back at our usual time. So thanks for listening.
Now listen again.
And finally on TV Diary, a word about some of the programmes on your screens tonight. At 8 p.m, you can see An Insect's Life, an hour-long film full of wonderful close-up photography. It seems the main problem with being an insect is that everyone else wants to eat you, including other insects. This programme is great fun. But if you're the sort of person who runs out of the room the moment you see an insect, it's definitely not for you. After the news at 9:30 on BBC One, there's Miller and Edwards. The two comedians have saved a lot of their best jokes for this special programme, which is the last of the present series. Tonight's show lasts an hour instead of the usual half hour. Miller and Edwards are joined by famous actor Giles Welby, who plays an angry motorist in one scene. Now, fans of ITV's Police Watch drama series will have to wait a little longer to find out what happens to Andy McKay, the Scottish detective who always seems to have a cold. The programme will not be shown tonight because the European Cup football match is on instead. But Police Watch will be back next Thursday as usual. Beginning tonight is Stardate 3000, an American science fiction series. It's been on television in the USA for the last 2 months, and comments on the show have been mixed. It certainly has some fine actors, but there is a limit to how much a director can do with stories as weak as these. I'm sure I've seen most of the scenery before in other shows from the same studio. Perhaps some of the money they saved on the scenery should be spent on getting some better writers. Also starting a new series tonight is Doctors in Town, the medical drama series filmed in the heart of London. The big question is, will this show still be popular now that the two main actors have left to do other work? John Tweed, who played Dr. Walker, is now directing films, while Annie Thomas, who played Nurse Jane Evans, has returned home to the Australian stage. But I'm sure the new actors are excellent, making this an enjoyable start to the series. Don't forget that from tomorrow, TV Diary is going to be at 6:30 p.m. instead of 8:30 for 3 weeks because of the tennis competitions. When the competitions finish at the start of July, we'll be back at our usual time. So thanks for listening.
That is the end of part 2.